Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Encampman has stakes down and tents up in the heart of the University of Pennsylvania on the college green. Just like at college campuses around the country, a group of Penn students and pro-Palestinian activists is calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. And as KYW's Nigel Thompson reports, things have remained peaceful through the first day of the encampment.
As a Penn alum, PA State Rep Rick Krajewski said he was inspired by what he saw on Thursday night as Penn students and activists set up an encampment in protest of the ongoing war in Gaza.
To see them exercise their right to protest and to organize, I'm grateful to be able to witness it.
They are also demanding from the university, among other things, transparency about its endowment investments, divestment from Israeli companies, and protection for Palestinian scholars and protesters. Krajewski joined State Senator Nikhil Saval and reps from Councilmember Jamie Gauthier's office at the encampment on Friday to show support for students and remind them of their rights.
We're also here to show that, you know, we're watching, we're making sure things don't escalate, and that we ask the same from Penn and the police department.
A Penn student who helped organize the encampment but did not want to be named said things have been peaceful up to this point.
So far, it's been kind of calm on that front, and hoping it stays that way.
Penn said it will recognize the protesters' right to demonstrate so long as it doesn't violate any of its policies or disrupt university business. In University City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
University of Pennsylvania leadership, including the interim president Larry Jamison, make it clear. They say the encampment violates the university facilities policies. They contend there are credible reports of harassment going on and intimidation. Penn police and Philadelphia police are monitoring the situation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.